From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs, Erick Thohir has expected that the establishment of a Health Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Sanur Village, Pali Province, will revive the province tourism sector. As quoted by Antara on his social media account at Erick Thohir on Wednesday, he said that starting the week full of Waranugraha means all kinds of gifts. By meeting Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, both of them discussed the development of the Health Special Economic Zone in Sanur Village. It has quite a large potential, thus it can become a priority to revive tourism activities in Bali. During their meeting, they also discussed the readiness of state-owned companies to support the reopening of international flights to Bali. Minister Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali has said that the 2024 National Games could be an opportunity for talent scouting and finding young athletes for the national team. As quoted by Antara, during an online discussion on Papua PON on Wednesday, he said that this PON is also counted as a talent scouting event. With the government will see young athletes, it is monitoring them. For example, in the rock climbing branch, there are senior athletes who have often won in the championship but can't be defeated by the young ones. He hopes that the biggest sporting events in the country will not only be a four-year agenda but also a place for monitoring athletes who can be encouraged to become national and international players in the future. Minister of Villages, Disadvantaged Regions Development and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar said on Wednesday that a total of 51 trillion rupiah, or equivalent to 71.44% of the total village fund of 72 trillion rupiah, has been dispersed as of Wednesday. He further said that the fund has been dispersed to more than 70,000 villages, or 99.91%. Providing further details, he said the fund has been channeled to the COVID-19 Safe Village Fund worth 4.121 trillion rupiah. Village Fund Cash Transfer Program worth 15.428 trillion rupiah. Village Cash Labor Intensive Work worth 4.247 trillion rupiah. And Non-Cash Labor Intensive Work, or PKTD, Village Development Activities worth 27.639 trillion rupiah. The Indonesian government is committed to encouraging the use of bioaviation turbine or bioafter fuels as a part of efforts to lower carbon emission in the air transportation sector. The air transportation sector is currently contributing to 2% of the global carbon dioxide emissions, which lead to global warming. This was stated by Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi in a written statement released on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, he affirmed that the government realizes that the development of bioafter fuel is strategic issues not only at the national level, but also at the global level. He also stated that Indonesia has successfully conducted a trial test for a palm oil-based jet fuel called Bioafter J2.4, produced by state-owned oil and gas firm Pertamina's refinery in Cilacap, Central Java. Let's move on to the international news. Children across much of Africa are to be vaccinated against malaria in a historic moment in the fight against the deadly disease. Malaria has been one of the biggest scourges on humanity for millennia and mostly kills babies and infants. Having a vaccine after more than a century of trying is among medicine's greatest achievement. The vaccine called RTS-S was proven effective 6 years ago. Now, after the success of pilot immunization programs in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi, the World Health Organization says the vaccine should be rolled out across sub-Saharan Africa and in other regions with moderate to high malaria transmission. As quoted by BBC.com, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of WHO, said it was a historic moment. He further said the long-awaited malaria vaccine for children is a breakthrough for science, child health, and malaria control. Tensions with China are at their worst in 40 years, Taiwan's defense minister has said, warning of the risk of an accidental strike between the two. Chu Ko-cheng's comments came after China sent a record number of military jets into Taiwan's air defense zone for 4 consecutive days. As reported by BBC.com, Taiwan considers itself a sovereign state. China, however, views Taiwan as a breakaway province. It has not ruled out the possible use of force to achieve unification, while Chinese jets have not been flown all the way to the island. Mr. Chu warned that was a risk of a misfire. UK wholesale gas price hit a record high before falling after Russia said it was boosting supplies to Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to calm the market after gas prices had risen by 37% in 24 hours to trade at 400p per them on Wednesday. As reported by BBC.com, the UK gas was 60p per therm at the start of the year, but high global demand and reduced supply has driven prices up. The high cost of wholesale gas has seen several UK's energy firms collapse and halted productions across industries. Following Mr. Putin's comments on supplies, gas prices dropped to about 257p a therm later on Wednesday. Susanna Streeter, senior investment and market analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne, said the changing gas price underlined the volatility in the market and the nervousness amongst investors about low stockpiles of gas across Europe. That was the news.
The contribution of micro, small, medium enterprises, or MSMEs, to the Indonesian gross domestic product, or GDP, is very great. the Ministry of Cooperatives and MSMEs recorded the MSMEs contribution to the GDP in 2019 was 60.51% from total state revenue. Quoted from npar.ac.id, from 99.99% of the MSMEs, 50% of them are managed by women. Based on data from International Finance Corporation or IFC, as quoted from katadata.co.id, at least 43% formal MSMEs in Indonesia were owned by women. At a glance, the number is quite significant. However, if measured by the scale, the businesses managed by women are still in the micro scale. IFC research showed that 52.9% of the women MSMEs are on a micro scale. There are only a very few women MSMEs in or developing into small and medium scale. Most of the women MSMEs are still struggling in developing their businesses. Their businesses are not only affected by the basic issues faced by any business people, such as the capital, but also the women's double responsibility, doing business and doing the chores. The Indonesian government kept encouraging women MSMEs to not only handle the micro-scale ones, but also to develop them into small and medium level. One of the way is funding. Coordinating Minister for Economy Airlangga Hartarto, as quoted by Antara, said that one of the government's support for MSMEs owned by women is the Super Micro People's Business Loan or KUR, targeting housewives who are doing business. The other way is MSMEs digitalization. The effort to develop the women MSMEs certainly needs cooperation and coordination with many sides. The most important is giving various training classes for women MSMEs, such as e-commerce, digital marketing, promotion, and financial management. With good cooperation and coordination, the MSMEs managed by women are expected to level up.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on October 7, 1950, when Mother Teresa founded the Order of Missionaries of Charity. Missionaries Charity is a Catholic religious order founded on 7 October 1950. As of 2012, The order has had more than 5,000 nuns. The order was founded by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She is a Roman Catholic nun of Albanian descent and of Indian citizenship. More than 47 years, she cares for the blind, the elderly, the dying, and people afflicted with leprosy in the poorest sections of the city in India. Until now, the Missionary Order of Charity serves in 133 countries. Next event was in 1981, when national hero Bung Tomo passed away. Sutomo, or better known as Bung Tomo, passed away in Arafah, Saudi Arabia, October 7, 1981, at the age of 61 years, while performing one of the pillars of the pilgrimage. He was a famous hero for his role in raising the spirits of the people of Surabaya to fight the return of the Dutch colonies through the Nika army. He was also known in the Battle of November 10, 1945, which until now is commemorated as Heroes Day. We end today's history with the last event in 2001, when the Afghanistan war began. The Afghan war began on October 7, 2001, after the attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, by the Al-Qaeda organization. The United States started the War on Terrorism campaign in Afghanistan. The goal was to overthrow the Taliban government that was accused of protecting Al-Qaeda and to capture Osama bin Laden. The Northern Alliance of Afghanistan provided the majority of troops with support from the United States and NATO countries, including Britain, France, the Netherlands, and Australia. The code name given by the United States to this conflict is Operation Eternal Freedom. Well, listener, that was Student History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Di depanmu yang ku inginkan, di depanmu.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
National Research and Innovation Agency BRIN ensured the five functions of Bogor Botanical Garden, namely conservation, research, education, tourism, and environment service, still function in balance and proportions. That was stated by Acting Director for BRIN's Research and Innovation Partnership, Hendrian, at the Bogor Botanical Garden last Friday. The statement also answered the public concerns about GLOW, a night tourism innovation. The public worried the floodlights at the botanical garden can disturb the ecosystem, conservation, and research. Hendrian said BRIN guarantees there is not one function of the botanical garden that defeats other functions. BRIN also optimizes the existing infrastructure at the botanical garden so that the research, conservation, and other functions can run more optimally. Hendrian further explained the botanical garden management is done by three parties, namely Botanical Garden Plant Conservation Research Center to manage research and researchers, Infrastructure Deputy through the Directorate of Laboratory and Science and Tech Center to manage research laboratory, and Infrastructure Deputy through the Directorate of Collection for Collection Maintenance. Similarly, Acting Deputy for BRIN's Research and Innovation Infrastructure, Yan Rianto, said, until now, there is no new building in the GLOW area. Yan further said that GLOW innovation in the botanical garden was not the only one in the world. According to Yan Rianto, many other countries already have similar innovations such as Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix, Arizona, and Singapore Botanic Gardens. Similar innovations have also been implemented at the Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden in Miami, USA, Atlanta Botanical Garden in Atlanta, and Botanical Garden Berlin in Germany. GLOW as an innovative edutourism program is inspired by many botanical gardens across the globe that have already opened night tourism earlier.
Untukmu
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Bordering the Java Sea in the west and north makes Jepara Regency is awarded with many beautiful beaches. One of them is Blebak Beach. The location is in Sekuro Village, Longo District, Jepara Regency. The distance is 13 kilometers or 1 hour drive by motor vehicle from Jepara City. The attraction of this beach is the stretch of white and soft sand. In addition, the view of the seawater is clean and transparent. To enter this attraction, you are only charged a vehicle parking fee for 3,000 rupiah for motorbike and 5,000 rupiah for the car. Blebak Beach has calm waves with a stretch of yellowish and typical sand of the Jepara Beach. The coastline is also quite long and it has characteristic like a bay. This beach is appropriate to swim or play in water because it has a sea depth that is not too deep. In addition to swimming, you can fish on the beach. On the right side of the beach, there are usually many people fishing because that is the best spot for hunting fish on the beach. Blebak Beach is the right place to relax, even though it is day and the heat. But wind on the Blebak Beach feels so light and it makes anyone feel at home for long. Arriving late in the afternoon, do not immediately rush to leave Blebak Beach. First, you can enjoy the beauty of the sunset on this beach. At Blebak Beach, there are several water rides that are quite interesting for you to try, such as the Saptapus on a boat, water tricycles, canoes, exciting banana boats, donut boys, or boys in car tires, duck boys, duck-shaped boys, and pucks. For children's play, do not worry about the availability of sporting facilities at the Blebak Beach. The reason is that this beach provides a prayer room for worship. Trash cans at a number of points, a fairly large vehicle parking area, sitting sea, Instagrammable photo spots, and lodging for those of you who want to spend the night at the Blebak Beach.
Para, para, para.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, many people are experiencing difficulties due to the impact of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, especially the lower middle class people who are economically down. In conditions like those days, it turns out that there are also many people who want to give alms and help, but they do not know how to distribute. Seeing this condition, a number of residents of Banyumas Regency, Central Java, who are members of the Banyumas Forum or Banyumas Figured Ideas, created and launched an online alms application called eWarga some time ago. This application makes it easy for people to give and get excessive food online. According to Ahmad Makmun, a volunteer of eWarga, this online alms application becomes a connector, an intermediary or media that connects the alms giver and the recipient. So, the food or used goods meet directly between the giver and the recipient through their chatting. He further explained that the excessive food to be donated is not leftover food that has gone stale. It can also be groceries or clothes and items that are not used. Currently, according to Ahmad Makmun, the eWarga application cannot gather people in one place, but it only connects through the application. He hopes that in the future, there will be no more stories in the area where people are still hungry. He will also encourage hotels, restaurants, and bakeries to donate excessive food. Meanwhile, Regent of Banyumas, Ahmad Hussein, appreciated this new application, eWarga. If there are residents who have excessive food, used goods, and clothing or household appliances, even though they want to donate to other people but don't know to whom, they can use this application free of charge. That's miscellany.
Saat ku membuka mata.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I'm going to present to you a song by legendary band Kus Plus. Kus Plus is an Indonesian band that was formed in 1969. This group was formed as a continuation of the Kus Brothers group. Kus Plus is often regarded as the pioneer of pop and rock and roll music in Indonesia. Many of the hit songs from Kus Plus have been released with new arrangement by other musicians in Indonesia, one of which is the song Kisah Sedih di Hari Minggu. This song is included in Kus Plus' second album titled Volume 2, which was released in 1970. In 2004, Marshanda had released a modern version which was used as soundtrack for a soap opera with the same title, Kisah Sedih di Hari Minggu. The song tells the story of a person who is going through an extraordinary heartbreak until he hopes that what he is experiencing is just a dream. Listen at this as a song, Kisah Sedih di Hari Minggu by Kus Plus.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila kasih itu cepat berlalu. Untuk mencari kesombongan diri, lepaskanlah yang pernah kau ucapkan. Kau tinggalkan aku. Berilah kasih, kejarlah keinginanmu. Selagi masih ada waktu, jangan hiraukan diriku. Aku rela berpisah demi untuk dirimu. Semoga tercapai segala keinginanmu. Kejarlah keinginanmu selagi masih ada waktu. Jangan hiraukan diriku. Aku rela berpisah demi untuk dirimu. Semoga kusangka begitu cepat berlalu. Untuk mencari kesombongan diri, lepaskanlah yang pernah kau ucapkan. Kau tinggalkan aku. Berilah kasih, kejarlah.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.